Blog Talk Radio.
And now, the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Jackson. Stand by. Can everyone hear me?
Yes.
We hear you.
Oh, wonderful.
Good morning to all of you.
This conference is being recorded.
Good morning.
God bless you, and Merry Christmas to all of you. And a very Happy New Year to all of you in advance. God bless you. I was just thinking, we have celebrated everyone else's birthday, and we ought to celebrate Jesus' birthday first of all. Man, I heard a voice saying to me, why don't you just let him sleep this morning? On Jesus' birthday. Now, who you think would be saying that to me this morning? You think Jesus would be saying, why don't you let him sleep? Don't let him wish me a birthday wish this morning. Don't let him be up praising me and praying to me. Or do you think that the devil would be celebrating? I would be saying that, rather. Which one do y'all think would be saying that?
The devil.
That was the devil. See, I've been trying to teach and train on this. How do you recognize the voice of the devil? How do you recognize the voice of the devil? I tell you how. One of the ways I teach y'all to do is ask questions. If you ask questions, many times it will be evident what the real answer is. You understand what I'm saying, y'all?
Amen.
Yeah, ask questions. Amen. So if you ask that question, it's quite evident who's speaking. Yeah. Don't you open up the prayer line on Christmas Sunday morning. They're just tired. and he's the real reason for the season.
Amen.
And then I pose a question. We have celebrated everybody else's birthday. Don't celebrate Jesus' birthday. Now, who you think would be supposing that? Who you think would be saying that? That would be the devil. That ain't the Lord. Amen. Some of y'all on this line right now, we celebrated your birthday. Why wouldn't we celebrate the birthday? All right. God bless you. We love you this morning, and we praise God for all of you. Amen, all of you. God is real, isn't he?
Amen.
Amen. God, it's a good day to be alive and a good day to just praise the Lord. Let's go to God in prayer and do what we normally do. Amen. Let's pray, and then we're going to speak to, I'll speak to you, and let's go all going to speak to the Lord this morning and wish him a happy birthday. See, you have to be in the spirit realm to be able to realize that the Lord is in the room and you speak to the Lord. It'd be the enemy that doesn't want you to think that he's alive and that he's in your room. The enemy doesn't want you to think that. Why? Because you might get a miracle if you believe that. See, he works against everything you do. Let's pray right now. Heavenly Father, oh God, thank you for sending Jesus. We dare not approach you without asking you to forgive. All sins of commission. And we just love you, Lord. We worship you, God, and praise you. And again, thank you for sending your son, Jesus, to this world. We celebrate this part of the year, Lord, because of his birth in the name of Jesus. And we do praise the Lord Jesus, your son, and you, God, for sure. And the Holy Ghost. and thank y'all for everything that y'all have done for us. I know you won. I can just say thank you for everything. And because you certainly have been extraordinary good to all of us. Thank you, Lord. We pray right now. Well, we wish Jesus a happy birthday, and we pray right now that the Lord Jesus Christ would look on us. Please, please look on us and bless us today. Holy Ghost, we invite you to take over this prayer line. Please do so. And just let your spirit reign and move on us. Oh, God, we bless you. We bless you. We bless you through our praise and through our adoration. Again, thank you for all things. Yeah, let this be a bumper day, Lord. Do something spectacular on your birthday. I pray, do something spectacular on your birthday. It'll make us just give you more glory and more praise. And we are just thanking you in advance for it. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, bless every person on this prayer line. Let them have a marvelous, marvelous Christmas. Yes, Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen and amen. And good morning to all of y'all on the prayer line. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Praise the Lord.
Morning.
Good morning. My God. And let's speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Happy birthday, Father.
Thank you for life. Another day, Lord. Happy birthday, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus, and I thank you for loving me.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Wishing you a happy birthday, Jesus. Thank you. Let's give him praise. This is one of our birthday presents to him. And open your mouth this morning and give him the best praise you got. Why don't you look back over your shoulder and just think things over. And give him a shout of praise this morning. Give him a testimony.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Amen. God bless you. God help you. Everybody on this line this morning ought to be eager to give him a praise report to testify about the goodness of Jesus. I know he's done some mighty good things for you. And I just want to hear him this morning. He wants to be praised. He wants to know that you remember what he did for you. Amen. So, believe me, he does a lot of things for people, and they don't even relish it. They don't even remember it. They don't think about it as a blessing because they're so used to him blessing. See, that's a bad thing. Somebody be so kind to you, so good to you. You're good to everybody else. You know, Christmas.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right, I'm open to the prayer line, and the line is open to you.
Jesus.
God bless you.
Good morning.
Give that. Good morning.
Good morning to everyone. This is Betty in Kansas City. I just thank God for all the things that he's done for me. I first want to thank him for being able to witness another one of his birthdays. I thank him for this year. I thank him for the things that I didn't even think were good for me, but he knew in the end it would turn out for my good. I thank God for everything. I thank God for everyone on the prayer line. You all have become just like family to me, and I thank God for you every day. And I want you to continue to keep me in your prayers.
Amen.
Beautiful. Thank you. That's the First Lady. Amen. Ambassador Lady Betty Johnson. Thank you. All right, the line is open to you. Anyone with another praise report of what?
God bless you this morning, Dr. Johnson. This is Ambassador Lake Mother Wilson. I thank the Lord right now. Oh, right now, Jesus, I thank you. I have been cramping. I don't know where it comes from. They woke me up this morning, and I tell you, when I left, Ella Wilson was praying for my legs, and they one cramp would hit me in another one. But the Lord has delivered me right now, and I thank him for it because it left me tired. But I thank God, I thank God, I thank him for all down through the years, the things that he has done for me and how he has shielded and protected me from danger, seen and unseen. Hallelujah. I just praise him this morning because I know he's good and his mercy endures forever. I thank him for his birthday. I thank him for seeing another birthday of Jesus. I thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
thank you, Lord. Y'all continue to pray for me.
Thank you, Mother. You might want to consider drinking more water, Mother. Amen.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
consider drinking more water. All right?
Oh.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Anybody else with a praise report this morning? Come on.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Ambassador-elect Ann Johnson in Bronx, New York. I just want to thank God for life today. I was laying here this morning thinking about how God brought me through this surgery. And I'm just blessing him and thanking him. And I was singing to him and just singing happy birthday to him, just making up a song and thanking him for how good he's been to me. And I just want to say Merry Christmas to each and every one of you. I thank God for my life on today. I thank God that I'm here to celebrate another birthday with Jesus. And I just bless him on today. And God bless each and every one of you.
Beautiful. All right. Let's keep it going. Just jump right in there.
This is Bachelor-elect Linda Farshee from Utah, and I just
want
to thank God for letting me see another day. And this the morning, I want to sing just a little bit song. Good morning, Jesus. Nice having you here. For I hear joy bells whenever you're near. There goes my burden, there goes my fear. Good morning, Jesus. Nice having
you.
And I just thank God for that song this morning. And on his birthday. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. We're going to have interspersed. We're going to have praise checks this morning. Amen. That sing it one more time. We're going to go into a praise check. Go ahead, Sister Linda. Sing that one more time. Amen.
Good morning, Jesus. Nice having you here. I hear your bells whenever you're near. There goes my burden. There goes my
check everybody. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Say presence, Lord, and get the name right there.
Thank you.
And that's Texas. Amen. They're praising God like that down in Texas.
Yes, I am. I hope the rest of my thank you.
That's awesome. I tell you, and I want to thank you for about me and Ambassador Lady Betty. I tell you, that's probably one of the best birthday gifts that the Lord has received and will receive today. I know how it made me feel. Amen. I doubt if I get a better Merry Christmas than that today. Thank you so much. God bless you. The line is open to you. Anybody else want to give the Lord a Merry Christmas?
Good morning. This is from Gary Nana. I thank you for morning for watching on me. And let me see another 25th day of December, Christmas Day, Jesus' birthday. I thank you, praise God, because he has kept me from January until today. And he has brought me through a lot. In 2015, he took me to the counseling. And I'm praising, thanking God that 2016 will be a better for me. Whatever God has in store for me, I thank him, praise him for it, and I thank him, praise him. You allow me to get up this morning. I'm going to church in the next hour or so. Give God some praises. And I thank him, praise him for all he's done for me and what he's going to do for me. And I thank him for everyone on this prayer line. I ask him to bless everyone on this prayer line today and wish them a Merry Christmas. It's not about the giver, but about Jesus himself. So I thank him, praise God this morning. And God bless everyone on the prayer line.
Great, Gary. Thank God. All over the country, they're praising the Lord. Gary and Anna just represented. Anybody else? You got a praise report.
This is Sister Coles from Kansas City 913. I just have so much to thank God for. I just thank him. I thank him. God has done so much for me. I just can't thank him enough. But most of all, I thank God for this year. He's been using me in my spiritual life. And I just thank him because I'm ready to do whatever he asks me to do. I ask you to continue to pray much for me, and I thank God for each and every one of you. I love you all.
God bless you. That's Sister. Who is that now?
Sister Coleman of Kansas City.
Hey, Sister Coleman. God bless you. Wonderful. And thank you so much for that wonderful Christmas gift. I appreciate it so very, very much. All right, anybody else?
Good morning. This is my ambassador-elect, Mother Digby, from Area 708, a little suburb of Chicago. I thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness to me. Thank him for all the testimonies that I heard, but they couldn't tell it for me. I thank him for how good the Lord has been to me, how he's brought me from a long ways. He's been in my life since I was 20 years old, and how he just keeps doing great things for me. When you think he's done it all, he does something else. And I just thank and praise the Lord for that. I thank him for blessing me to be retired. I worked for the phone company for 30 years. I was an operator for 24 years. And then I went to another department. I was there for 6 years. But I've been retired for 32 years. And I told him I'd get a small pension, but it's never been late. And I thank God for how he supplies all of my needs and how he just keeps doing great things for me. Thank God for all of his many blessings. I thank him for seeing another Christmas. And I thank him, it's not about all the gifts, but I thank him for he is a gift. My God, I thank God. I just thank God for coming into my life and saving me and letting me know that it's a better way to live.
Thank you so much, Mother. And for St. Louis, God bless you, representing St. Louis. God bless you. Anybody else?
No, that was
Illinois. Praise for the Lord this morning.
That was Illinois.
Oh, all right. Right across the bridge. Amen. All right. God bless you. Anybody else have a testimony this morning?
This is Sister Lucille, and I just praise and thank the Lord. I wish everybody on the prayer line a Merry Christmas. I thank the Lord for seeing another Christmas myself. I thank the Lord for my sobriety this month. I've been clean for 12 years this month, and I thank the Lord for it. And I'm praying and thanking the Lord to just see another year, and I'm just wishing everybody a Merry Christmas, and God bless you.
God bless you. Amen. That's awesome, Sister Lucille. You've been
clean
for years.
Yes, sir.
That's awesome.
Yes, it is. God is good.
And you know the stuff you just went through. And excuse me, but the stuff you just went through, my God, and the Lord kept you through all that. You ought to be shouting all around your house this morning and thanking the Lord for what he's done for you. Amen.
You know what, Pastor? I get on this prayer line every morning, and when I get off the prayer line, I walk up to the bus stop to go to catch the bus to go to my job, and on my way walking, I just thank the Lord. I just thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
That's it.
Every morning.
I tell you what, wherever you work, if anybody needs a miracle, after you walk up there to the bus stop thanking him and all the way to work thanking him, if you find anybody when you get to work on your job that needs a miracle, I want to challenge you to pray for them. If you can, pray for them. I mean, I know some situations are not conducive for that. But if you can, pray for them, because I decree by the mercies of Jesus Christ, that I've experienced it myself, that if you pray for them at that moment, they will get a miracle. I'll tell you. I want everybody on the prayer line to learn that. Amen. When you get up in the morning and start thanking the Lord, amen. Thank him. Give him 1,000 thank yous. Interrupted. And whoever you get to after you thank him 1,000 times, pray for him and see what happens. I think you'll be shocked. Thank you. And I get that from when I was in Texas, when God first gave me these 1,000 thank yous. And they called me on that little boy who had asthma. I was in Fort Worth. He was in Dallas. Took about an hour to get there, 45 minutes to an hour. But I thanked him all the way. Every step of the way, I thanked him. Just thank you, thank you. Thank you for the miracle you're going to give us, God. Thank you. And when I got to the house, beautiful home. When I got there, they took me in to his room, and there he was having an asthma attack. And I just took my hand, not thinking I was anybody, that I deserved anything. But I just took my hand, and I looked up to heaven and said, Lord, I thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
For which for me. And I thank you for this little boy. I reminded him of Elijah, who the woman of Zarephath had a little son. And he died on that woman. And Elijah said, give him to me. Took him up to his loft and laid him on his bed and began to pray unto God about this little boy. Amen. And God raised him from the dead, brought him back downstairs, and gave him to the woman. She said, surely I know now that God has given a prophet. You know, prophet in Zarephath, because God had raised my son from the dead. So let me tell you, on your way, wherever you're going, amen, thank him 1,000 times.
Amen.
It takes to get there. You got time to thank him 1,000 times. And when you get there, that anointing will be, I guess I'll say it like this, so built up that when you release it, somebody's going to get healed. Oh, thank you,
Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus. All that this morning, I hope you grab it. Amen, because it will make a difference in your whole community. Amen, on how people perceive you. You keep on doing that and see what happens. God will raise you up. God bless
you.
Give me another testimony. I'm just having testimonies today. This is the birthday of Jesus. Come on. We didn't come to ask him for nothing today. I just want to hear you praise him. Amen. Anybody else want to give him a happy birthday by your testimony of what he's done for you? You say, well, y'all heard mine before. I've been giving mine for 40 years. Every time I give it, people are such blessed and healed. Don't let the enemy, who you think said that to you? Don't you, they already heard your testimony. Who you think said that? Yeah, it wasn't the Lord. All right, the line is open to you. Anybody else? Come on. Come on, saints of God. Give him a praise this morning about what he's done for you. Amen. Sister Jerry Hall, how can y'all
good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Can y'all
good morning
sister?
To everyone.
All right,
good
go
morning.
Ahead.
Merry Christmas. This is Ambassador-elect Jerry Hall. I just thank the Lord for life. I just thank the Lord for giving me my fine motor skills back. At one point, I could not roll my hair. I could not put earrings in my ears. I could not release my son from his car seat. I could not tie my shoes. I could not zip up anything. I couldn't button anything, but the Lord has restored my fine motor skills, and I thank him. I thank him. Sometimes I just stop and I just look at my hand. Sometimes I just stop and I just move my feet and I just thank him. So I am very thankful, Lord. Hallelujah. Happy birthday to you. Amen.
Amen. That's beautiful. Wonderful testimony. Somebody else step in there and jump in there.
Good morning. This is Ambassador-elect Jolene Garnett. Happy birthday, Jesus. I just thank God for this day. God has truly, truly, truly have blessed me in the 2015. I thank God for you, Dr. Johnson, and Lady Betty and Mother Johnson. You all have been very encouraging, and I tell you, Dr. Johnson, you is a true prophet. And God is moving. He is moving, and he is moving. On this first fruit prayer line, I just want to encourage everybody on this first fruit prayer line, we are blessed. And thank you, God, for how he has saved me, how he sanctified me, and baptized me with the Holy Ghost. I just thank God for all his many, 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 many blessings. And Dr. Johnson, you be encouraged. Keep on doing what God has you to do. God bless you all. Happy, Merry Christmas to everyone on this first little fair line. Love you all.
Merry Christmas to you, and we love you. God bless you so much. Amen. Who's next? Amen.
Praise the Lord. This is Apostle Adams from Savannah, Georgia, and I just want to thank God for all his blessings that he's blessed me in 2015 and what he's going to do 2016, I thank God for Dr. Johnson and his family and everyone on this prayer line. I thank God, and I want to wish each and every one a Merry Christmas. And I just want to thank God how he answered my prayers and how he's answering our prayers. And I thank God for the first fruit prayer line. Praise God. And God is good. I have started, launched my ministry in Savannah. I just got started, and I just want to thank God for that. And if you don't mind, I would like to sing just a little piece of this song to Jesus and to each and every one on the prayer line.
All right.
Oh, 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 it's Christmas time again. Come on and worship Jesus Christ. Come on and celebrate the gift God's given, eternal life. I want you to know Jesus is the reason. I want you to know he is the reason for the season. Unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. He is the reason for the season. And God bless me that I wrote that song years ago. I had it recorded in Atlanta, but I haven't gotten the music. But you all pray for us in Jesus' name, and we love you.
Oh, wonderful. All right. I just heard those words. Amen. a lot of people listen to songs and trying to see how good your voice is. That's not the point.
Yes.
That's from the heart right there. She wrote that song for the Lord. And believe me, heaven is rejoicing. And God, thank you. Thank you for that.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank
I got out of myself. Amen. I sure did. My,
sir?
Uh-huh.
What, say that again now.
I said, I got something out of that myself.
Yes. Praise God. Amen. God gave me that song. I wrote 8 songs, so pray that God would bless me to produce them.
All right, let's pray right now. Lord, in the name of Jesus, let somebody who is a producer notice her songs, not for the vocal techniques that they're listening for, but let them listen for somewhat the innate potential of the song in the name of Jesus, that they may want to produce these songs in Jesus' name in a professional way. Now, thank you for it. Don't let them do her wrong, but let them do her justly. For you are a just God, and we'll leave it. And thank you for it in Jesus' name.
Thank you,
Lord. Every person who has songs like that, yeah, God bless them too. Let them grab that prayer and let it be so in their lives too. Oh, even in mine, I pray. Thank you for the song that you gave me out of listening to her this morning.
Yes.
Thank you for it.
Thank
in Jesus'
you.
Name.
Thank
God bless you. Right,
thank
somebody
you, God
else.
Bless.
All right. God bless you. Somebody, I had to stop and ask God for that, though. The Holy Ghost will lead me for that. All right, let's give God another praise. Somebody else. But Sister Thelma Rush, aren't you there? Hadn't he been good to you? Amen. Mother Wilson, hadn't he been good to you? Sister Benita Friesen, all the Ambassador Licks, hasn't he been good to you? Come on, why y'all going to sit there on the Lord on his birthday? Come on, open up and tell the goodness of Jesus.
Amen.
All right, amen. Go ahead. Brother Darden.
Amen. This is Ambassador-elect Harold Darden in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Yes,
and I'm just calling to thank the Lord for another day. This is the Lord's celebrated birthday, but I celebrate his birth, death, and resurrection every day. So I thank the Lord for giving, I'll just say, the people of the world the mind to celebrate his birth. So I welcome them, and I thank the Lord for them celebrating it today, because we celebrate it every day. So, I don't know. The Lord's just been good to me. He's been moving and just blessing me and my family. And I don't know. I just thank the Lord for that. I thank the Lord for First Fruits, for Dr. Johnson. I thank the Lord for you, Chief Ambassador, for Mother Betty, and also for Mother Johnson, Mother of the Nation. I thank the Lord for the Stearns. I thank the Lord for Ambassador Pfeiffer. Well, it's just the whole nation, First Fruit Nation, I thank the Lord for, because they've just moved in my life. They've been a part of my life since really before Arkansas. So I just thank the Lord for them, and thank the Lord for giving me a mind to be a part of this great movement. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Wonderful words. That is so moving, and thank you so much. Amen. All right. We can take about 6 or 7 more wonderful praise reports. The line is open to you. Anyone else?
This is Ambassador Blake Wilson from Memphis, Tennessee. I am praising God for him being good to me. And I thank him. I was listening. I was thinking, God, how that a long time ago, people used to get up and go to church at 5 o'clock or 4 o'clock in the morning to worship Jesus on his birthday. And I thought about it. I said, Lord, I thank you. This is another way for us waking up and praising you early in the morning. I thank God for being alive today. And he has watched over me and has brought me out of many things. I just thank him. I don't walk to the bus stop, but I walk through the house and I tell the Lord I thank him. Because when he hits me up, a busted sinus drain, I tell him thank you again. and that I didn't have to have surgery. It's a many things that the Lord has done, and I tell you, I just praise God for Mother Betty, Mother Johnson, Dr. Johnson. It just has always been a blessing. Ever since I first heard that horn blowing, it was a blessing to me because I feel that music is a part of my life. I can't play it. I very much sing, but it's all in me, music. And I thank God for putting it in me. I just want y'all to continue to pray for me. Memphis, Tennessee, that God will continue to bless me.
All right. They're praising them out there in Tennessee. All right. The line is open. Go ahead. Anyone else? Lord's been good to you.
Jesus. This is Ambassador-elect Frierson from Michigan. I praise God for all blessings flow. Just want to say Merry Christmas and Happy Birthday, Jesus. And I just praise God because God is just awesome in my life. And God has done so many things for me, whereof I'm glad. I'm so thankful for the Lord. And I have something on the altar before the Lord, and I'm just thanking God in advance. And I'm reminded of what Dr. Johnson says. He says, give the anointing time to work. I want it right now, but God hasn't given it to me. But anyway, I'm giving the anointing time to work, and I desire your prayers. Thank you. God bless
you. Thank you. God bless you. Beautiful. All right. The line is open. Give us about 4 or 5 more praise reports. Anybody else? Amen.
Praise the Lord. This is Ambassador Stitz from Arkansas. And I just thank God, glory to God, for another blessed day. I thank God for what was in the gift, what was in the wrapping, glory to God. A little small package, but came to be the Savior of the world, the gift who gave the giver, and the giver who is the gift. Thank you, Lord. And I just want to sing this little song, hallelujah. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Christ the Lord. God bless all of you.
Beautiful boy.
Wonderful. All right, Ambassador. Bless you, too. All right. Who's next? Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
That's the way they praise him in Arkansas right there. All right.
Good morning.
Okay, who's next? Who has a praise?
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Happy birthday, Jesus. I just want to say, Jesus, oh, Jesus, oh, what a wonderful child. His name is Jesus. Jesus, so holy, meek and mild. One light to hold, what joy to bring. Oh, listen to the angels sing. Glory, glory, glory to the newborn King. I just thank God. This is Ambassador Mother Woods. Ambassador-elect Mother Woods. God bless
Mother Woods, you took me way back here. They used to sing that when I was a boy, that song. I love that song.
Thank you, Lord.
God bless
you. Thank you, Lord.
Bless you.
Thank you. Oh, I wasn't paralyzed or blind or whatever, but I was a sinner. Glory to God. But God one day came into my life and saved and sanctified me. Filled me with the Holy Ghost, God. And he's done many things, answered many prayers. He's done great things. Oh, so many wonderful things God has done for me. And I'm happy about it this morning. I'm happy. Glory to God. On Monday, this past Monday, we went on the street and got the homeless and brought them back to the church. Served them a nice dinner, gave them some spiritual encouragement, gave them blankets, sang to them, and took them back down on the streets. And we can rejoice in the Lord that we reached out to help somebody less fortunate than we